Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith has also been transmitted from Imam Sadiq as well. And this hadith relates one of the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. And the Ayyam Fatimiyah are the days in which we mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Because as you know, they fall between two very significant days. And regarding those days, it has been transmitted that one of them is the day on which that noble lady, she departed and she achieved martyrdom. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this very, in these very sad and solemn days. And for this reason, we would like to recite this beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir and as well as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. In this hadith, the Imam says, "Haramun ala ruhin an tufariqa jasadaha hatta taral khamsa." It is forbidden for a spirit to depart from its body until it sees the five Ahle Kisa, the five noble people who are, the Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali alayhi salam, his daughter, the Lady Fatima, and his two grandchildren, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein. It is forbidden for a spirit to depart from its body until it sees the five Muhammad and Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein. Then the Imam said, this is either in a way where the person who's dying and sees these people, he becomes happy at seeing these holy people, these holy personages, which is a good sign, meaning this person is a good person and by seeing these people, he becomes happy. Or he sees them in such a way that he becomes sad and unhappy, which is obviously a bad sign for this person. Indicates the fact that he's a bad person and seeing these luminous personalities causes him distress and causes him unhappiness. This beautiful hadith has been transmitted in the famous book of hadith, Kashful Ghamma, volume 1, page 414, for those of our listeners who want to reference it. And this is also something which has been narrated in similar hadiths. For example, in one hadith, in a famous hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said to his companion Haris Hamdani, "O Haris of Hamdan, the person who dies will definitely see me." Now, what's the secret behind this? This is something, obviously, that has to be examined in its relevant place. Right now, we don't want to get into the details of that. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.